Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hello, everyone. You're having a nice, healthy day wherever you are. Please, is winter over yet? Please, let it be over. I mean, I know we need it, and it's nature and all that, but please, be gone, be gone. Vitamin D, spiritually and mentally. So we want to have that happen. And I hope everybody's having a good time wherever they are. And, oh boy, you know, it's always good to just start off on a up note. And I think we need some Bria Skonberg to get us going. So Bria, bring it.
Thank you.
Sundberg. Gotta love her. She's fantastic. Award-winning trumpet player, singer. She's just all that and more. Chuck Skull's in the house, so he gets mucho promotion because first one in gets the most promotion. That's how it goes. Okay, Chuck Skull's 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Saturdays, the golden age of radio. Chuck Skull, terrific show. I laugh my head off. I had to pick it up off the floor. It's such a funny show. At 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Saturdays, you can also hear Wacko World with Kat Vecchione and Chuck Skull, except I think you guys changed the name of it, so you got to send me that in an email what it is. Chuck Skull, Sunday. 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., it's Chuck Skull's World of Mayhem. Hey, you know what? If you Facebook friend him, you'll find out everything. And don't forget, next week, starting in April, the first week of April, is the Friars Film Festival. You want to get your tickets now. It's going to be awesomeness, and it's not expensive at all. And there's some parties included. So you want to check that out. Definitely, definitely, and definitely, definitely want to check that out. Yeah, definitely want to check that out. Yeah. Jeopardy's on. I don't know why I go into voices. Anyway, it's always fun here. Okay, so let's keep it moving. And my friend Bob Greenberg, go to Bob Greenberg Facebook. He's performing in Jersey tonight. He's opening for Ralphie May, so go check him out. Definitely check him out. And now I got to see where I want to go with this. Where are we going with this? Where are we going? I don't know. Where you want to go? I don't know. Let's have some comedy. That sounds good.
All right. Now, the point is to look for the humor around us every day. Left Brain and I wound up in Nanaimo, Canada, about a year ago. We had 5 hours to kill before we took the ferry. We went straight to the Visitors Bureau, and I said, we've got a rental car for 5 more hours. Young woman sitting there, you know, young, these wonderful, smart Elon students here, they know I don't really am talking about them. This was another caliber person here. Sitting right there, and I said, what would you suggest that we do for 5 hours? And she said, well, pulled out some flyers and some brochures, and she said, oh, I know what. Pointed to the map and said, if you'll go back to the terminal ferry area right down the street and go south for 13 kilometers, you'll come to the Nanaimo River, named after the town. I said, all right. She said, and just go a little further and you'll find the Nanaimo Man-Made Bridge. I said, named after the town and the river. She said, that's right. And if you'll go out there right now, you can bungee jump. Have you ever wanted to take a young person's face in your hands and say lovingly, are you in there? Are you in there? Look at us. Just look at us. Left Brain at that time was 68 years old. Thin, solid white hair, also thin. I was 62 years old, not as thin as I once was, and my hair is Clairol Tweed number 14. We don't look like we would bungee jump. But I knew that Left Brain didn't know what she was talking about. Because when you've been married a long time, you know who the other one knows, what they know. I think we know those, but you don't know those people. I'm telling you that. You don't know those people. So I said, do you know what she's talking about? Left Brain said, I'm not sure I do. What she wants us to do, honey, go out to that river and get on that bridge and put on some kind of boots with ropes and things on them. And then when we're secure, we go to the edge of that bridge and we hurl our body off that bridge and we hang upside down. She said 140 feet. Thank you. We're going to drop 140 feet, and we're going to hang there until somebody reels us up. Left Brain said, I can't do that. My teeth will fall out. This young person, a well-intended, said, oh, no, sir, there's somebody up on the bridge, and before you jump, they'll always have the people take out their hearing aids and their teeth and their... Beam me up, Scotty. Wait a minute. Just wait a minute. How many people do you have that come out there and before they jump, first have to put their teeth and their hearing aids in? What do you say? Put your three-pronged walker against a tree? Well, she was almost defensive, and she, because we were laughing, and she said, well, you get your money's worth because you do a whole lot more than just hang there. She said, because when you pop, that bungee cord springs you way over here and then over here. And it's like a pendulum. You go back. It's a ride, she said, until finally you stop. So you get your money's worth. Left brain said, I'll tell you what, I don't want to do it, honey, but we got to go out there and see it. And when she heard see it, her eyes got as big as plates. She said, oh, if you just want to see it, you should come back the weekend after Valentine's Day. That's when they raise money for charities and people jump in the nude. Said, what'd she say? Naked. She wants us to jump naked. In Canada in February, we're going to come up here and jump naked. We started laughing so much about it. I said, wait a minute, left brain, we're missing the whole boat here. This might be a good thing. With all the sagging areas on our bodies, if we could hang there long enough naked, we might could knock a few things back in place. And he said, no, we can't do that because of that swinging part. With all the sagging areas on our body, we're liable to start rolling and slap ourselves silly. We could barely get out of the building. We got outside and left Frank just as serious. Oh, honey, I love you so much, but you were just as serious. You said, I'll tell you, I do want to ride out there and see it, but I'll guarantee you, you're never going to get me to spongy jump. Right there. It's why I laughed so hard my water broke and I wasn't even pregnant.
My girlfriend just dumped me.
Aw, maybe I can help.
You say your girlfriend dumped you and you feel like you've been cursed. But try and look on the bright side, it could always be much worse. Like you could break your dominant hand, or burn your tongue a corn on the cob, or have your laptop car drift right and get demoted at your job. Like you could have a leaky roof, or have your home go up in flames, or get into an accident and have insurance reject your claim.
That's not so bad.
Oh, yeah?
It could always be worse. You just wait and see. It could always be worse. Glad it's not happening to me. It could always be worse. How much worse could it be? Let's find out, shall we? Like losing all your income and turning to the streets, then rummaging through garbage cans just for a bite to eat. Like getting life in prison for a crime you didn't do, or coming down with smallpox, cholera, and scurvy too.
Aren't those a little far-fetched?
Maybe, but...
It could always be worse. You just wait and see, it can always be worse. Glad it's not happening to me, it can always be worse.
Oh yeah,
how much worse could it be? Well, find out, won't we? So what if your girlfriend dumps you? You'll do fine on your own. It could always be much worse unless you die alone.
Oh,
oops. Well, you could drown in toxic waste or get impaled by a unicorn. Like being mistaken for an easy chair or stepping on a thorn.
And then being ripped apart by lions.
Like being enslaved by mountain men or flung from a trebuchet. Like being devoured by giant crabs or floating through the Milky Way.
These are ridiculous.
Still, it could always be worse.
Worse.
And now I'm sure you can see it
could always be worse.
To me, it can always be worse.
Oh yeah,
how much worse could it be? We found out, haven't we?
Fine, you win. It could always be worse.
You're welcome. Well, gotta go. I've got a date.
I've got a 1,000 statements piled up to the ceiling, but I'd much rather read a book. My TV just got 100 brand new stations, and I think each deserves a look. Procrastination, la 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 la, procrastination, la 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 la, procrastination. La 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 la. This would have had more words, but it never finished the chorus. La 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 la, procrastination. I'm on the verge of being evicted from the basement, and I don't have a place to go. So I should probably try and look for an apartment, but I'd rather play in the snow. Procrastination, la 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 la, procrastination, la 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 la, procrastination, la 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 la. This would have had more words, but I still didn't finish the chorus. La 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 la, procrastination.
That was great. That's Thrashmation, Thrashmation, and you can check them out on their YouTube and their videos. Very, very nice boys. I think they're from Ohio or Iowa, one of those places. And we have Betty Jo Thomas. Betty Jo Thomas. Betty Jo Tucker. Betty Jo Thomas, I just made you an actress that used to be in the cop show. Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters is in the house this week. Funny Ladies of Film, April 1st. Hey! April Fool's Day. No, okay. April 1st, Movie Attic Headquarters salutes the funny ladies of film, Tina Fey, Cloris Leachman, Madeline Kahn, Debbie Reynolds, and Gilda Radner. Comedian Nancy Lombardo. Hey, that's me, host of Comedy Concerts on Blog Talk Radio, has been invited to join. And you look out for me there, everyone. If I'm not working, I'm in that room. It's great. It's going to be a terrific show. That's Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Also in the house, Chuck Skull. Go Facebook friend Chuck Skull because he's got so many shows on Blog Talk Radio. So many. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays. It's the golden age of radio. Yes. Okay, with Chuck Skull. Also, Cat Ficcione and Chuck Skull, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Saturdays. And on Sundays, it's 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Sundays with Chuck Skull. With so many things to say, I'm choking. Also in the house, let me see. Sorry. Oh, Gail Parento. Hey, check out Kids Be Kids. online. Very great charity. They do great things. And we'll be back with more.
You wanted the score, right? If we're going to be able to do this, we're going to have to do this forward as well as backwards. Ready?
Yeah.
4, 3, 2, 1. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey!
Oh, God, it's Mr. Jim.
Oh, boy, you kids are really cutting up the rug here.
Thanks, Mr. Jim.
Oh, I guess that dancing's better than sex with Morgan Fairchild.
Yeah, well, you know, Mr. Jim, you know.
Yeah, why is it there?
We were kind of hoping we would lose weight. I still feel really jello-y here. At the,
your brace?
No, brace is next to me.
I'm brace.
Hey, fellas aren't wearing your name tags. I mean, here at Club Get It On, we all wear our name tags. That's how we mingle. That's how we singles get together.
Yeah. Well, that's what we were dancing for.
I'm sorry, but the name tags are on little pieces of toilet paper, Mr. Jim. I don't feel comfortable wearing that. I mean, women might look at that and not get the wrong idea.
We've had a few budget constraints this year, but I think you all saw we're having the Woody Allen retrospect.
Well, yeah, it's in the front of the rowboat, I know.
Yeah, and the tent on the rowboat there. We're going to show some movies. I've got a little 8mm collection of all his films. And come on, Club Get It On's my kind of swinging place.
Well, can I ask you something, Mr.
Yeah,
Jim?
Sure, sure. You're Heath?
Yeah, I'm Heath, yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's not very Buddha-like of us to be here on the Make It Club Get It On. What is it called again?
Club Get It On.
Club Get It On, yeah, you know.
Yeah,
I feel kind of spiritual. I don't want to be physical right now. Does that bother you?
No, not at all. There's no women here. You shouldn't have any problems.
Oh, wait. Mr. Jim, there's no women here?
Well, all right. There's a temporary woman shortage. I wouldn't say there's no women here. It's just that there's no females here, all right?
Heath, this was not in the brochure.
I know, but it's a cleansing experience, Brace. Just think
about it. Cleansing! Cleansing's not what I came on vacation for.
Well, look, we could watch the Woody Allen film. Stardust Memories is on tonight.
Oh, no, we gotta cancel that one.
Oh, well,
Bananas?
Annie
Hall, maybe?
Remember when he was on the Carson show back in 63?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, we got a clip of that.
I got
it's
you.
It's kind of a retrospective. You can think about it.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Jim. Can I talk to my friend for a second?
Sure,
little?
You're Brace, aren't you?
I'm Brace.
Brace.
What? This was your idea.
I know, but listen, why don't we rent the car and drive to another club?
I don't know how to drive. It'd be the first time I ever drove.
Well, that's okay. You could fake it. I mean, you know, we're in some little godforsaken little country. You could probably drive like a maniac.
We're in Finland. We're in a stupid little singles club in Finland, and there's no women.
All right, listen.
Excuse me, fellas.
Yeah?
Can I tell you there was a coup d'etat here in Finland today?
A coup d'etat?
I wake up in the morning, didn't sleep well through the night. I tried to get some Z's, but the voices made me right. I need a cup of Java to jumpstart and feel pert. My boys can't see from my glazed eyes that I am not alert. Everything I tell you goes in one ear, out the other. Just do what I say and listen to me. You'll live longer. I'm your mother. Make me cray to the Z. You make me cray to the Z. No texting at the table and put away your phone. The voices in my head won't leave me alone. I can write a song about it. I can tell a joke. I can take some meds, but I can't smoke. Incorporate the voices in my act. I want to find an outlet that makes it all okay. But the voices in my head yell, come out and play. I could pretend I'm normal. I could pretend I'm fine, but there's no fun in being sane. So come on and share the wine. Make me, me, pray to the Z.
Well-dressed working woman is expected to balance her hectic business schedule with her equally busy social itineraries. A Fortune 500 dynamo one moment, a charming corporate hostess the next. In a company-eat-company world, any advantage she can gain over her male peers is important. The office is not the only business battleground. It is well known that many victories take place in the corporate social arena. Today's socially savvy warrior must utilize all her mental and physical resources. It's not enough to just know the proper table etiquette. She must also know the current trends, such as what power colors to wear after six, and who to talk to, and who to ignore. She must be alert and on her toes to gain any advantage over her business peers, no matter how unusual the client's request. In some extreme circumstances, she may even be called upon to dance the lambada. When dancing the corporate lambada, there are rules one must follow. Rule 1, make contact with your partner. Rule 2, lead without leading. Remember, a merger is more fun when you have inside information. Rule 3, dance to win, and step, and hit, and clench, headlock, and dominate, and sway, and glide, and sway, and influence, kick back, kick front, dip in, and power play, apply negative pressure. Positive power. Use leverage, hold tight. Liquidate all night. And feel the crunch. And power lunch.
Buy low, sell high, sell larger. You're doing the corporate lambada. Backstab, extort, indict ya. You're doing the executive lambada. Shake in, shake out your chakra. You're doing arbitrage.
Well, I had a caller on the line. I think he's going to call in today. Celebrity guest comedian call in. We'll just wait for him to come back. He was there and then he was gone. He must have got a call. So let's hope he's going to call back. Kids Be Kids, a great cause, everyone. Betty Jo Tucker, check it out. They do great things for kids across the nation, and you want to check them out. Also, you want to check out the band Boston and what they're doing. Let me just see if I can get to my person and announce what he's doing, and we'll take it like that. We'll do it like that. All right. Let's see. What do we got here? I want to keep it moving. What do we need? Music? Do we need music or comedy? What should we go for? Let's do this.
Our country's war-torn. Our boys are forlorn. We will fight. We will stand. We will hide our inner woman.
We're gonna hide our inner woman.
Gonna squish down our chest like the balls down there.
Put it in the key of man, Jerome. No, lower.
We're men, yeah. And we're fighting. We fight for freedom for all. We're men. We're uniting. We answer the justice call.
This is our Independence Day.
We're the Apple Brothers.
We fight for freedom, liberty, and justice for all men.
We fancy women and we act real tough. We drink loads of beer and we don't iron cuffs. We wear dungarees and we shave.
Pretty lady, you got anything you need me to lift?
We flex our pets, flip our hair with gel. If we need a drink, we drink from a well. Hello, ladies.
I'm Harry.
Dick. If we seem queer, don't act, don't tell. We're men. And we're fighting. We fight for freedom.
Movie Attic Headquarters, it's going to be Betty Jo and the Funny Ladies of Film. Movie Attic Headquarters, Tuesday at 4 p.m. Next Tuesday, you want to check that out. It's on April 1st, so anything could happen on that show. Chuck Skull all weekend, all the time, it's Chuck Skull. 8 to 10 p.m. on Sunday night, 8 to 10 p.m. on Saturday night with Kat Vecchione, and on Saturdays, in the morning from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Chuck Skull, Blog Talk Radio. I just want to say it like it's a race, you know, a big truck race. It's Chuck Skull all the time. Gail Parento in the house. Good morning, Gail. Don't forget that. Kids be kids. Oh, and, sports is coming up, so you know what I'm looking forward to. Hooters Wings. Love the Hooters Wings. I don't know what they put a secret ingredient in it. I swear. I just love them. Just love them. Don't you, Chuck? Anyway, we'll keep it going. This one's for you, Chuck.
Kill her, hey. Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm wearing actual fishnets.
I love fishnets.
Yeah, for fishing.
Wait, actual fishnets?
There's a trout stuck in them. Can you get it out?
Kill a daddy, make me a star. Murdering papa, take me far.
Yes, I will.
Daddy, father, make them say that we're gonna be stars today.
Yeah!
Kill a daddy, make me a star. Kill a daddy, make me a star. I'm ill on my audition, or you'll be riddled with ammunition. Daddy's got lots of money, if you don't laugh, he'll make me funny. I'll go in and get the part, or he'll tear up your beating heart.
I'll eat you hot for breakfast.
Kill it, Daddy, make me a star.
Yeah.
Kill it, Daddy, make me a star.
Oh, I will.
I'm playing with my charisma, or Dad'll put bullets in ya. Daddy's got lots of chainsaws. If you don't clap, he'll make a fuss. You'll put my name in lights for you.
Fall from high heights.
Fall, baby, fall!
Friday, 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Also, I must mention George Bettinger, though he's not in the house. I said I'd mention him. George Bettinger, the Mom and Pop Shop. You can go to Facebook and find them. Mom and Pop Shop today, I believe, will be featuring Lily Tomlin. So you'll want to check that out. The Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. Having fun here. I haven't dedicated anything to Cyanide, so this next one's for you, Cyanide. Here we go.
This song goes out to an ex of mine. Can't accept that it's over. Just keeps on coming around. Pluto, you know who you are. Or at least you used to. I tell you, first time that we met, it was pretty goddamn hot. Our veins were intercourse and rivers molten, flowing love and rock. But in the years, we both cooled and drifted, slowing to a stop. Yeah, you may want to wander hot, but you're as cold as Dr. Spock. And sure, you trek like you're a star, and I don't mean to sound pedantic, but we both know all you are is just a dorky, dorky planet. Not a Mighty Morphin czar, not a cause for any panic. I prefer you from afar, more of an iceberg than Titanic. You never quite brought that big bang like you floated to the start. It's not the motion of the ocean, it's the lack of any spark. The slack or black hole of emotion, but without the pulling part, although you suck, so read my lips, total eclipse of heart and heart. Can you insist I call you Pluto? But you're more Minnie and Goofy. You're so boring, I think I would slip the Mickey or a Ruby. And your core's not worth exploring, so when tight is loosey-goosey, it's a pity you're a kitty itty bitty baby Ruthie. You know how much that costs, right? Come on, baby, long distance. Haven't you ever heard of Skype? You know what? Don't even talk to my friends. I take that back. You ain't no Captain Planet. You don't have the heart. You're barely Captain Crunch. Let's start. You can call me a hater, but I ain't gonna change it. I know it's time to save the strange. The more you try, the more to explain your blip, your speck, your fly, your stain. I know it hurts to hear, and it's just gonna make you madder. But in terms of solar system, size really does matter. I know it's a tall order, but I wish you were fatter. A gravity disorder, or some meteor splatter. You're a crater-facing baller. You're a fun-erasing hater. Every time you swing around, you're like a major space invader. And I never liked Atari, and I barely liked you hardly. If you worked at my McDonald's, I would send your ass to Hardy. And the planets are aligned. But you're not counted in the docket. Is that you or just a lonely little shiny blinking rocket? See, whining and pining, you waste my time and space. So would you knock it off and see that I'm just fine without your tiny spaceless sprocket? So let's just let it be. Pushing past the pain. No point in waxing so poetic. Let's just focus on Wayne. You know, your focus I won't change. Just your classified name. You can always stop by, but it won't be the same. It's funny how these things worked out. The Romans thought you were the god of the dead. Now you're dead to me. Whee! Now Saturn. That's a lady who deserves a ring. Oh, hey, Uranus called. Nah, I'm just messing with you. Nobody likes you. But you said you wanted space. So? Enjoy it. You can talk to your friends, talk to my friends, talk to me, but don't speak. Whee! See, I'm having fun without you. Getting back together. Bye.
Hey, Rudy Keisley's in the house. Hey, Rudy. Don't forget, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Chuck Skull, Fridays at 8, Saturdays at 8. And in the morning on Saturdays at 10 a.m., Chuck Skull, Wacko Network, Monday through Fridays, 9 a.m., Cyanide, always in the house, Marco Polo. Oh, kids be kids. Go check them out on Facebook and like their page. Okay. Did I leave anybody out? Oh, George Ventures, the Mom and Pop Shop. You want to check that out. The Mom and Pop Shop today is Lily Tomlin, 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. Steve Mendoza, Jukebox Diner. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow. Go to Jukebox Diner on Facebook. Check them out. All right.